Hey, everybody loves to go out to eat, but we always don't know what happens behind the kitchen doors. That's what we're going to explore in this show with the man who's spent many a moment behind those kitchen doors. And not just where, he's not going to just tell us what's behind the kitchen doors. Today, he's going to give us some ideas of where to go. That's
even in your own door, too.
Even in your own door. Okay. Chef Pascal, take us on the journey.
All right. So we have a very special guest today, and we're going to talk about why she is doing what she's doing now. And Cindy Lee, and she created a blog and a page where people can learn about your California bucket list.
Correct, yeah.
And this is a little bit based on the Celebrate Every Day, the National Day calendar. And can you tell us what brought you to this idea?
I was a chef, just like you, for many years, for 25 years, and inspired by Anthony Bourdain. As a matter of fact, yesterday I just got to see the Tony movie.
Did you see the whole movie?
A biopic of Anthony, and he was such a big inspiration during my career. And towards the end of my career, I started writing and doing videos about all these great things that you can do and to pay it forward to local gem restaurants. And in 2018, I actually started my own travel agency so I can visit all these places that Anthony Bourdain has been to. So it's all because of Anthony Bourdain. My entire meaning of what
so
I do.
Can you make your list as short or as long as you want?
As long as you want. And the best way to start a bucket list, because a lot of people are not sure what to do, is have an accountability team.
So that's why you call yourself coach.
So I teach you how to do it and where to go.
So you do individual coaching as well?
I do coaching for in my other business on how to build relationships and stuff like that.
Wonderful.
But for what we're talking about today is how to develop that bucket list.
Yes.
I got to interrupt for 1 second. Does everybody know this term now just from that movie with, who was in it, Morgan Freeman?
Go fishing
the
in the
list,
ice.
Yeah.
That whole idea of doing things before you kick the bucket, making a list of to-do things makes so much sense. And that's become such a popular part of our culture now that everybody just accepts that phrase. They know exactly what it means.
Except you don't have to wait that you know you're going to,
leave.
Just
you can live all this.
As young as you want, and then just make a list, and then check. But today we're going to talk about the bucket list on the national days and holidays with food relation.
So is today California Bucket List Day?
California Bucket List Day is on the 9th, and I was actually on the show back in 24 where we talked about National Bucket List Day, which was done through National Day Calendar. California Bucket List Day, I have proclamations from our local assembly and senator, and so that's how I became the founder of that.
So what's today?
Today, I don't know
on the regular list. You usually have several days going. It's not just one thing.
Let's go by the list here. So you want to go through the whole list?
All right.
Okay. So we have the 4th, which is National Chianti Day.
Okay.
So one of my favorite things to do is
Chianti Day. Come on now. National Chianti Day.
There's so many wine holidays. Like National Wine Day is actually in May. But you could do Trader Joe's or even in Huntington Beach, that Main Street Wine Company.
Do they connect with that as well?
So Main Street Wine Company is really amazing. It's right there in the heart of downtown Huntington Beach. So if you know someone who's a foodie, or especially someone who's a foodie who loves wine, definitely get them there. Create these experiences together. So this is a fun one.
And you think some restaurant knows, an Italian restaurant will know that, I have some Chianti today.
How about your friend Bruno? Maybe he's doing it. Who knows? Maybe he's doing National Chianti Day here.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. And macadamia nuts.
Yeah, so also on the 4th is macadamia nuts. So we have Polly's Pies, which is in Huntington Beach, and Nukaioi, which is there on Main Street. They make really good macadamia nut pancakes, and the hula pie, famous at Duke's Huntington Beach, and they also do a macadamia nut crusted fish, which I've had, and it's absolutely fantastic.
So you talk about three places in Huntington Beach, because that's your main, I would say, base. I know you cover Southern California, Orange County, San Diego, but you are a surf city girl, actually.
Yes.
Really like that. Yes, correct.
Huntington Beach, also in Irvine, we're going to talk about here a little later in the show, is National Pancake Day. We're going to talk about where to go in Irvine.
Okay,
so anything within Orange County and San Diego County.
That's fantastic.
Right. So let's back up for 1 second. The National Calendar Day is published by who? Who publishes this thing? Who puts this thing together? You said somebody out of North Dakota or something?
North Dakota, yes. And it was founded because of National Popcorn Day, Marlo and Alice Anderson.
And now people submit all these ideas to them, and they sort through them and decide today's National Popcorn Day or whatever. They assign it to one day, and there might be multiple things going on that day. It might be three or four events that are being celebrated on the calendar. To Chef's point, do you think restaurants tap into this? Do you think they're aware of it and say, oh, it's today's National Popcorn Day or National Macadamia Day? I think many do. That's my impression.
Yeah,
probably. It's Fajita Day. They would say it.
Fajita Day.
Yeah.
There probably
Fajita
is a
Day thing. Was on the 18th of last month, and I was just at Carlito's restaurant for that, yes.
Yeah.
So you, as somebody who then publishes and deals with the California bucket list part of it, do you go out and recruit and encourage businesses to take advantage of this crazy holiday and to promote it? Restaurants are always looking for excuses to come in and celebrate.
Yes, and that's why California Bucket List Day was created, because of my love for food and being a previous chef and paying it forward to all these local restaurateurs. It's just a way to appreciate the gems in our community, because that's really what we need to be doing out in our community, is showing our friends what's out there.
Give them some support as well. You give them support to the hospitality and restaurant, correct?
Yes.
By doing this.
It's another reason to go out. I think that's why they invented half of these holidays, to go out and sell stuff or celebrate or something here.
Just a couple of days ago was National Hotel Employee Day. And I've celebrated that on vacation, and I did a little something extra for an employee. Maybe go find somewhere and buy wine or chocolate chip cookies and give it to those employees. So it's not just foodie holidays. And we have over 3,000 holidays.
Yeah.
We have international holidays. We have weekly holidays, monthly holidays, and daily holidays.
Is there an international chef's holiday here? A French chef's holiday?
There is a National Culinary Month, which is in July.
Okay. That's fine. That's great. I love that. Bring that up to the college. And so for the 7th, interesting enough, I'm doing a little party on the 7th with cheese and charcuterie board. And it's salami day. Perfect. So
make a nice charcuterie.
Charcuterie. And it's just on the Saturday. So what's fun. And so hopefully you still have some Chianti from the 4th, and you should put that for
you'll have that leftover Chianti for National Salami Day.
Yes. But give us some more coming up here so we can celebrate appropriately here. What's coming up right now? We're doing, for those listening to the future, we're doing this on the 2nd of September in 2026. So if you're listening to this a year from now, 6 months from now, you'll understand what we're talking about here. Yeah. You can always go to, where do they find the national calendar?
NationalDayCalendar.com.
So go look it up. See what crazy holidays they put together to celebrate around the country or in communities and regions like this here. And you already said, rattle off a couple of us. Give us some more here coming up.
So we have Beer Lovers Holiday. So this is
Beer
a great way to support Green Cheek, RIIP Beer, Matter of Craft, and Beachwood. And also on Mondays is Burger and Beer Monday at Duke's Huntington Beach.
Wow. Let's go to Duke. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
What were those ones you mentioned? I like going out to drink at breweries and stuff here, but I didn't know I know Duke's, but what were the other ones you mentioned? I didn't even know.
Green Cheek Beer.
I don't even know where that is.
Yeah. RIIP Beer. I have a couple of locations. Matter of Craft.
Never heard of any of them.
Beachwood. And I could actually tell you the locations and everything. So in the show notes of this YouTube video, I could actually post that little
Okay, please do. Go and type all that in.
To see your videos, people need to subscribe to your
channel.
Channel, yeah.
Yes, Bucket List Coach web show, and it's also wherescindynow.com, wherescindynow.com.
And they will receive announcement, daily announcement, or
you could just see everything that I have going on. And if you subscribe to that channel and you share today's video, you'll be in the running for a brand new Celebrate Every Day 2027 calendar.
Wow.
So make sure you share this video.
Okay. All right. How do you get people to help you to support all this work that you do? You do a lot of fundraising or...
Is this just for fun, or is this a full-time business that you do with this?
It is for fun. And it's a good way for me to collaborate with restaurants, mm-hmm. so other local influencers here in Orange County and San Diego County. I actually was just in Miami for my birthday a few weeks ago, and I paid it forward to some restaurants there. So just finding like what their staples are and promoting that and telling other people about it. And the key is to get more people to that restaurant. So if you're a small business owner for September 9th for California Bucket List Day, or you're a marketing person for a restaurant or you're an influencer, definitely use California Bucket List Day as a way to share those local gems. There's museums. Mm-hmm. There's all these amazing restaurants that a lot of people don't know. A lot of these great restaurants are actually located just in a strip mall. It's not even in like a main area of town. It's in the middle
You are an influencer as well, because you
clearly guide. People are following you to find out where the cool things to go are in town.
Yeah, you guide them. Say,
yes.
Today, people like to have something to look for. It's special.
Chef and I talk about this all the time. When Pascal's restaurant was around for 25 plus years, there were restaurant writers, a couple of them for the major newspapers, or people like Elmer Dills on KABC TV or radio. There were a handful of people who influenced your decision.
Yeah.
Now, everybody with a phone can be an influencer, and many are attempting to do that.
Correct.
How did you get into this early? Did you see this trend happening? What led you to be a pioneer in this field here?
Anthony Bourdain. All those shows that he was doing, and especially when he spent some time in Baja. I don't know if you guys have seen the Baja episode with the pink Cadillac.
I don't think I ever saw
that. I actually had the opportunity to meet the guy who took him all around Tijuana. And actually, coming up next year, we're doing a trip from San Diego to Tijuana, and we're going to visit the Caesar restaurant where the Caesar salad was created. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think it was created in Rome.
No.
The cacio pepe is actually one of my favorite dishes, and that was Anthony Bourdain's favorite. So I'm going to Rome in about 2 years to try that dish.
The Caesar salad is named Caesar because the main server, that was on Tijuana.
Caesar
King. Was his name.
And people would go down for the bullfights or the races or something or whatever, and then that became a popular place to stop, and then that they brought it back up to Hollywood.
But the cacio e pepe pasta is really good. Actually, Anthony Bourdain had part when he was in Italy, in Rome, talk about the restaurant with the best. We can even see the preparations. Unbelievable.
And you never know where the conversation is going to go with other foodies. I met a gal yesterday that was introduced to me, and we started talking about Italy. I said, I want to go to Rome and try that cacio e pepe. That's Anthony Bourdain's favorite. She goes, I've been there at least 5 or 6 times.
Oh, yeah.
So what is the odds that I'm going to meet somebody who's in the same mindset of, you know, sharing what Anthony Bourdain put out there.
Fantastic.
Pretty amazing. Yeah.
And we really have to encourage people to look at the movie. You can get it on TV now.
Was that just on Netflix or one of those things, or was it a theatrical film?
Right now.
Okay. Yeah, it came out last week available on TV. It's called Tony.
Yeah.
Tony. It's amazing. We learn about his journey, and I don't want, of course, his journey doesn't end well, but through that, it's amazing what he did.
But he was just kind of a journeyman chef. He wasn't a famous chef before he went on this journey and they hired him.
He was a writer first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of what attracted me too, because I'm in the middle of writing 2 books, one for bucket listing and one for building your business and pay it forward to other people. And yet, so he's all around, full circle, a big inspiration for everything that I've been doing.
So what's your book will be about?
My first book is Growing Your Business Through Referrals. I'm actually on my last chapter. I've been working on it for 15 years, and it actually teaches you the different things to do, how actually you could even use Grubhub to pay it forward to someone. So it's your birthday. And so instead of me sending you a card, I get on the app, I go to Grubhub, I change my address to your address, and I send you, let's say, a plate of lasagna, just because. So just little things like that, instead of being just about you and your business, you're being about somebody else, and you're paying it forward. And having that pay it forward mindset is really important, especially if you have children, to teach children how to do that. Like maybe do a beach cleanup or do a street cleanup, maybe once a week, clean some trash in your area. So that's so important to live that mindset of the pay it forward.
So, you have your own bucket list beside this?
That's a good question. What's on your bucket list?
Yeah, I do. Big right now is Portugal. So Nazari, Portugal.
Everybody's talking Portugal. Oh, I have so many people come in here. I don't know how this became the thing.
Maybe there's some bloggers.
I don't know, but I hear more people come in here and say, that's the next place I'm going.
Yeah.
The biggest, one of the biggest waves in the world, it breaks from November to, I believe, February, and it breaks over 100 feet. So that's one of
my biggest bucket lists. It's supposed to be Spain before it became modern.
And so if you want to see somebody from Huntington Beach, you go there in Portugal.
Maybe.
With a low board.
Have you been to Portugal, Pascal?
No, been to Spain, but not Portugal. My parents went to Portugal. They had a fantastic time. And the food is unbelievable. The people great hospitality.
A paella. There's a national paella day, too.
Yes. So it's fun. And the shrimp, there are, and the calamari. So. Anyway, so what's next after?
Schnitzel,
yes.
So, national schnitzel.
Remind me what schnitzel is. I know it's German. I know it's a sausage. That's about all I know.
So, it's the breaded cutlet. An Old World, which is right here in Huntington Beach, has the best, and it's a huge piece. And they actually have a lot going on for Oktoberfest also. So if you live in or near Huntington Beach, definitely check that off your bucket list.
They have the wiener races. I've been to the wiener races.
I was an influencer for that event.
They have these little dachshunds run around. They call it the wiener races.
Yes, it was amazing.
No, this is fun. Do you dance?
The chicken dance, right?
And we do that in French cuisine too, but it's more scallop, veal scallopini, breaded.
Oh, yeah.
Similar. And so and then some people are going to love that.
Grilled chicken. Yeah, so these are some of my favorite places, and they've been around a while, but absolutely.
When is
amazing.
Grilled Chicken Day here?
That is also on the 9th.
So there actually is a day. If you want to go out and celebrate, seems like old, boring grilled chicken. When I grew up in the Midwest, it was nobody was ever going to celebrate grilled chicken, we didn't think. But now there's a grilled chicken day, and you're saying the places to go and get good grilled chicken.
Yes, so Charles Chicken, there's one in Seal Beach, that's my favorite, and there's also one in Huntington Beach.
Oh, let's have some chicken next week. All right. And
give us some more.
12, on the 12th.
So the 12th, we have National Chocolate Milkshake Day. And also with that, cause I'm promoting a certain business, on the 22nd is Ice Cream Cone Day. You have to try the Creative Ice Company. They just hit their two-year anniversary, and they have the most amazing ice cream. And it's not from here. It's from the Midwest, from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And it's
is that Handles? No.
No, it's called the Creative Ice Company.
Oh, because there's a couple of the Midwest. Handles is another group.
No, I'm not really sure who they order their ice cream from, but I know it's from the Midwest, from Wisconsin. And if you know someone who has tummy issues, it's actually one of the most amazing ice creams to have because most people don't have ice cream because of the dairy. And what's really amazing also is they have Hawaiian ice, and it has no high fructose corn syrup, which is super important to stay away from that high fructose. Yeah. So those are 2 days to celebrate for that restaurant.
When you promote certain businesses and products, do you give them a warning? If you promote a location, you give them heads up?
Yes. Would you like to do a collaboration on such and such day? Matter of fact, it is like, for instance, National Pancake Day at the end of the month. I'll reach out to that business and let them know.
Because you've got people following you who want to see for all these days where I should go. And it's your job to go snoop it out. Mm-hmm.
So
it out.
If we become a subscriber, how often do we receive the list? Do we receive the list of the week or does it work?
Right now, because I'm in the middle of finishing that last chapter of my book, I am doing different holidays based on the foodie holidays. So I'm not doing my regular Wednesday show. Like, I just interviewed a company out of San Diego, Hilltop Deli, on Sunday because it's Sourdough September and it's Better Breakfast Month. So I promoted their business for
that. So you do this as a podcast as well?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing? This is on what, YouTube?
So I tie in the national holidays, especially the foodie national holidays, as a way. So if you are listening and you're a podcaster, or maybe you're new to the area and not really sure what kind of content to use, go to nationaldaycalendar.com and pick those holidays. Not just necessarily a foodie holiday, but there's all other kinds of holidays that you can use as ideas for your content.
The craziest one you mentioned is you came in Speak Like a Pirate Day or some crazy thing like that.
Yeah, so international.
You can do that. You can
Speak Like a Pirate.
So that's on the 19th of this month. And right down the street, about 30 minutes out of Buena Park, we have the Pirate Dinner Adventure, and I'm going on the 11th. I have some friends from Seattle coming out. And last year I was in Seattle, and I did a pirate adventure on a boat. So there's so many different things you can do. But it's for about $80 a person. It includes a full meal, chicken, and you could order rum and all that. And you have the amazing theatrical right in front of you. It's a makeshift boat.
We had them on here once. Yeah, they bring a ship out. It's in like an arena. And you sit up there, and this, they're bringing the dinner, and they have a whole pirate battle, a whole pirate thing they act out.
Fun. You're going to do that for this month, and then you're going to promote also Oktoberfest, matching with all this. And why Huntington Beach is really your main hub?
Huntington Beach and San Diego, those are my main hubs. And then wherever I am on vacation at a particular time.
Okay, all right. Okay. And I know you say you come back from Florida as well, and... So,
and what's the site? Somebody just tweeted in again here. So if they want to go follow you on Instagram, how do they find you?
California Bucket List Day and Bucket List Coach Web Show.
Okay. And so you do, I can go to the site and you can see your recommendations for each of these days, whatever crazy thing is being promoted nationally that day, Schnitzel Day or some Talk Like a Pirate Day. And then you take that locally and try and find places that if you want to go celebrate that, here's a place to do it.
Correct.
So you have subscribers. Can you give us a number about the subscribers you have or followers?
We have around 1,000 subscribers.
Yeah. All right. But I see when you did some announcement and even on Instagram, we got almost 4,000
views.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Yeah, especially for my Top Gun, because I'm a Top Gun podcaster. So coming up, I got a media pass for the Huntington Beach Air Show, the Miramar Air Show, which is in San Diego, and also Houston, because that's my second passion off my podcast. I've been doing that for 5 years, interviewing different pilots. I've had 2 Thunderbirds on my show. Just last week, I had one of the Thunderbird pilots do a review for people to listen to my podcast, especially during April, which is National Aviation Week, and November, which is National Aviation History Month. Wow. So aviation is a big part of what I do.
Do you go to the several? I'm a big aviation buff myself. You've got the Lion Museum over here.
I love the Lion Museum. And
the air show.
Owner of Lion Museum is actually going to be on my podcast coming up in November.
There you go. So, Bill Lyon was in here a while ago.
Yeah.
We don't mind promoting other podcasts because that's very important. We work together. And okay, I checked on the food related on the day, and I didn't know that, but 400 food related every year.
There's 3,000 total national holidays within weeklies, monthlies.
Yeah, but food related is like
several hundred. And matter of fact, in my book, the chapter where I talk about leveraging national holidays, I'm supposed to only do 5 to 10 holidays per month, which is going to be very hard because I probably have about 400 of my favorite holidays. So then on my blog, it's going to list all my holidays that I like. But the book's just going to be a teaser to let people know how important it is to leverage the nationalcalendar.com.
So you're not just promoting food. You also promote traveling, lodging, hospitality, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Whatever your passion is. Mm-hmm. This is the new world of influencers. You don't go to the Orange County Register or the LA Times anymore just to see the calendar section and what's happening. You go follow somebody on Instagram, your guest here. You follow somebody on TikTok. And they take the time and effort to go out and find some niche, some subject that they're going to cover, usually a passion of theirs, that they're very knowledgeable
about. Like Anthony Bonin, it makes you dream about going there.
Exactly.
I want to do what that's the whole idea.
And he was a pioneer then, because I don't know his story that well. I haven't seen the movie, but from what I gather, he was a successful chef, but what you'd call a journeyman chef. He worked in a lot of kitchens. He wasn't a celebrity chef. Yeah. And then somehow he got this gig on whatever it was.
CNN. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're sending him around the world because he'd written the book. That was what put him onto fame.
Yeah.
And it was a lot about what you're talking about, what happens behind the kitchen doors and all the bases.
Kitchen Confidential.
Kitchen Confidential. And that brought him the TV show, and suddenly he's a celebrity. Suddenly he's living his dream to go and meet him.
You work hard for that. Cause
he's very good at it.
Yeah. Do what you love, what you do.
There you go.
Yeah. You could get the passion. You don't have any passion. You?
She doesn't have any passion. I think she has nothing but passion.
No passion at all. No. Food, wine, lifestyle. Yeah.
You know how we met?
I have no idea.
Fishing.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a fishing holiday too.
Okay, we should do that.
You've never been fishing in your life, Pesca. Put a worm and drop it in the thing. No,
no, I don't.
Yeah, Jim Holden.
Yeah, Jim Holden. We went fish on a boat for Fish for Life. It's a charity organization. And we go fish with kids in need.
Is that the guy from Huntington Beach? We've never had him on the show, but I was reading about him. Doesn't he help veterans?
Dana Point.
Yeah,
Dana Point.
And that was amazing. And so we met fishing together.
And the first thing we started talking about was Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
And that's how this relationship began.
Oh, yeah, because I told you I was a chef, and say, we were French. Accent, say, you sound like Anthony Bourdain. So I think I have a bigger accent than Anthony.
He didn't have a French accent. He was fancy. He was like from New York or the Bronx or something here, right?
Yeah, but his family, he descends from Brittany, I think.
So. I think it did, yeah.
All right, so...
Any more holidays coming up you want to tout and talk about here?
Yeah, which ones do you want to cover?
Let's do food. Let's stick to any food, beverage, again, for those listening in the future, this is September of 2026. So do the holidays change throughout the year? Once it establishes, is it always National Schnitzel Day on some day, or does it move throughout the calendar?
It can move. My national bucket list day is April 24th, but I like to keep it the same. And so if you want to have a national holiday, what's really important is to do your research on the nationaldaycalendar.com and pick a day where there's very little national holiday. Like when I did mine, it was only my holiday and pigs in a blanket. Now there's three or four other holidays.
So pigs in a blanket. You can actually put yourself into that calendar.
You can submit. You can request. Wow. They don't automatically grant it. I tried it years ago myself and didn't get anywhere here.
After the show, the calendar is going to be twice figured.
I think so. But they curate it. They don't just publish it.
Not just any holiday is chosen either. It has to be something that's trending or that's going to trend.
Do they have a French dining day?
I don't know.
I think there's Julian French Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's a kiss a French.
Pomfret.
I think there's a kiss a French chef day. I think that's coming up. I'm not sure.
We had to do that to raise some money for his national holiday. I think we should do a fundraiser for that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So on the 16th, guacamole.
Guacamole. So I want to do a shout out to Carlitos.
I got to hear Chef say that again. Yeah. It took me about 40
guacamole.
Seconds to figure what he was saying. I never would say it again. That had such a different twang to it. Let me hear it in French, your French accent here.
Guacamole.
Guacamole. Guacamole. Okay. Is there a guacamole day? Must be.
Yes, on the 16th. And a big shout out to Carlitos Fountain Valley. The guacamole is amazing. And I like to order their tacos, either the shredded beef taco or the chicken hard taco. And one of the best Mexican shrimp cocktails in all of Southern California. Mm. Absolutely amazing. And for California Bucket List Day, they are running a special. So if you take a look at Carlitos Diner online, you could actually see their specials. They're going to be posting that upcoming for the 9th.
Yeah, he's very popular right now, actually. Friends that went there, on, they loved it. It's very special.
So do you go contact them or do they contact you? Do you reach out to restaurants and say, you may not know it's Guacamole Day coming up, and I celebrate and promote these holidays. I have followers that do all this stuff here. Do you want to create a promotion? We'll work together and promote this. Is that what you do?
Yes, that's what I did with Old World because it was National Pretzel Day during that month. I said, I'm a local influencer. I would like to come out. They're like, not a problem. Come out on this day and we'll feature you.
I haven't been to Old World for a long time.
I haven't really either. Amazing. Long time.
It's very special. And it's getting older, like the older world now.
And what I think is amazing about Old World, I don't know if they tell this story or not, but I didn't know, we've done lots of stories about the history of Orange County. Orange County, Santa, or Anaheim rather, means, I think, somebody's going to correct me, it's a German community that founded Anaheim, German settlers, back when this was.
Wow, I did not know.
And Anaheim means Anna's River. Aheim is a river or a creek or something. So Anaheim was named for the original colony of people who settled in. I forgot the whole story why they came as a group. And Germans settled this, and they called it Anna, which is German.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Something to look for.
There you go.
All right, so let's move on to another special day in September.
Monte Cristo.
There's a sandwich I just don't see very often anymore.
I am on the search. So anybody listening, I'm in major search right now for Monte Cristo, because when I was a chef, that was one of my favorite dishes.
When we used to love to go to Cedar Creek, there were three or four of them around, the one down in San Juan Capistrano, and they made a monster Monte Cristo sandwich.
Familiar with it?
It's a fried sandwich that has powdered sugar on top.
And ham.
And ham. So it's like a ham sandwich that's fried, and then they put powdered sugar on
it. You dip it in jelly.
And dip in jelly. And it's super sweet, and it's super
sugar,
fried.
Sugar,
yeah. It's wonderful.
And so what, you can't drink cappuccino with that so much.
It's not good for you, but it was good to eat.
Yeah.
That's the only place I've ever seen it
locally.
Is that locally?
The place in San Juan Cap still open?
Not all the Cedar Creeks eventually were sold. The family that owned it, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all the different children took one over. There was one in Palm Desert. There was one here. There was another couple out. And one by one, they've all closed or been sold. And that's now, who's your friend? I think he's a friend of yours, David Willem? Or,
yeah. Oh, wow.
Who owns French 75? He owns it now. It calls it something else. I forgot what.
Yeah. Okay.
So they don't do Monte Cristo sandwiches there anymore.
Lobster Day. When is that?
Lobster Day. So I'm glad that you asked that. The Lobster Festival in Fountain Valley is the 11th through 13th. So I'm going to be there on the 13th. And Lobster Day is the 25th.
Is that local lobster?
No. I don't think so.
Isn't that the season should be open, no?
The season is open. And I went to that last year. Now I was in Mission Viejo for some reason last year.
Yeah.
And they don't get... You got me in a hot topic here. I love lobster. Local lobster, like you get out of Catalina, has no claws.
Yeah.
So it's people don't expect that. It's just the tail. Mm. The creature doesn't grow big claws like you picture with a lobster. Mm. And I think that's normally starts in September, October, or whatever out there. But so I thought the same thing. No, they bring them all in. This is all Maine lobster or something here.
Okay.
And they might be coming on my podcast again this year, so I'll let you guys know about that one.
I wouldn't mind somebody bringing some local lobster, too, because I like the flesh. It's great.
You just rarely see it. Anywhere other than you're going out to Catalina, there aren't many places to celebrate. I don't know if it's rare or if
no,
it's
there's a place in Costa Mesa that has a really good lobster also.
Yeah.
I'll put it on your YouTube later on today.
By Costa Way there, on the little floating store.
The other place I had great local, what was it called, Pacific lobster or something? The type of lobster that grows without claws, that grows here locally.
It's called, the Pacific lobster is called langouste.
Langouste, that's exactly right. Yeah. Yes. You're right. And years and years ago, I went down to Cabo San Lucas, and everybody said, you got to go out to this trailer park. This was many years ago, probably not there. And they would have these lobster bakes at the trailer park. And you sat there on the beach, and it just came out of the water. It was the most mouth-watering lobster I've ever had in my life.
The place in Newport Beach to get local lobster, it's called Pierport. Pierport? It's a floating bar.
A floating bar?
Wow.
Yes, on top of the Newport Beach Back Bay, where you can rent a kayak.
Right.
So it's right there. And then
still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Never heard of it. Okay.
Well, how about Baja Rock and Lobster? They're in Newport Beach. They originated actually from Baja in Lobster Village. And they're going to be at my National California Day event in San Diego here in a couple of weeks.
And where and when is that?
That's going to be on the actual day on the 9th. Actually,
if you like lobster, you can go to the food truck of the Cousins.
Cousins, yes.
Cousins, amazing. It's pretty good.
That you were telling me about. You were going to have them on the show once, I think.
Yeah, but it's complicated.
Because they have multiple.
They're way up there now.
Yeah, because they've got lots of trucks. Yeah. They don't just have a truck anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big business.
Big business. It's a big show.
Yeah.
All right, so lots of days coming up. I can go follow you. This is on Instagram and TikTok, or just Instagram?
Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube.
And it's called California Bucket List?
California Bucket List Day is just Facebook.
But
and
you,
Instagram.
If I want to follow your influencer.
Oh, Bucket List Coach web show.
Bucket List.
On all the.
And do you go live like a podcast? We put up a podcast, we see you, we hear you, or is this just referrals and you take pictures?
Yes, I went live the other day with the deli in San Diego.
Okay.
So, they're going to like this one. On the 28th, National Drink Beer Day.
I'm in. I'm going to close the studio all day. I don't know if that's a weekday or what.
I'm sure a lot of.
Yeah, different beer holidays, yeah. Beer lovers and drink beer day. So if we go, what we talked about earlier, you could check out some of those restaurants that we mentioned.
And so same thing, you have to check on your pay, on your site, there's a list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the list we have today, for instance, there's a brand new market, it's called Waves Market and Spirits, because Coffee Day is coming up on the 29th. And then we have 602 Coffee, Sweet Elk Coffee, and Better Buzz, which Better Buzz is from the San Diego County in
Better
Encinitas.
Buzz.
Yeah,
Better
so.
Buzz.
So I know you're doing your own thing, but I know sometime on the TV morning show, they talk about that day. And so all this must give a good boost.
I agree about it all the time. If you go on Google any day, there's probably somebody telling you today is National Talk Like a Pirate Day or
yes.
National Donut Day.
Or it's really striking me. Okay, if you had asked me 20 years ago, say, does American care about food and drinks? I say, I have no idea because how do they know? But now, look at that. There's so much to do.
Exactly.
More than in France. In France, you cannot do that because the French decide what they want to do every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So they are really... But here, because people like to go out, especially in Southern California.
And because we're lazy a lot of times. You either go out or we use the apps.
There you go.
Here I'm a classically trained chef, and I order Grubhub.
See?
I cook maybe twice a month.
You had somebody on, we were talking about this, how two phenomena are affecting restaurants. Not to get serious for a moment, but restaurants are under attack, not just because of the cost of rent and the cost of labor and the cost of food and the insurance and everything else, but because people are getting lazy and they'd rather have it come to them than go out and have the whole experience and sit there at the table.
Yeah, you have both. Some people like to go out to be socializing.
Yeah.
And if you socialize, especially on those bucket list day, you have something in common to talk about. Say, oh, yeah, I came here because...
But even you said more and more people are doing home chefs. They're teaching themselves. Mm-hmm. The equipment has gone up dramatically, so I can cook gourmet food. I mean, I have to invest in it and get the equipment, but it's not impossible anymore to get the right... ovens and things and stuff. So all of that's affecting it. At the same time, our taste buds have expanded. When you came to Orange County, we've talked about this 100 million times.
Yeah.
You walked in and said, "Hot, I got French food, who wants it?" And they went, "Yuck, is that like McDonald's? Is that like pizza?" And you're like, "No, this is, come on, come and get it, I got
well,
it."
Now the selection, your choice, it's unbelievable. Anybody think, or maybe you should suggest, I don't know, some restaurant or listening or chef or listening, this maybe they follow these calendars and they will put not on the menu but on the special day. The special today, we're going to do this grilled swordfish with guacamole. We'll do that taco with guacamole. We'll do a lobster roll today because it's a lobster
roll day.
All day.
I don't think enough chefs do that. And I think that's not smart. I think that's why she exists, to go out and make them aware of these days.
Get more butt in those seats, right?
Because you just said it. People will still go out for special occasions.
Exactly.
Tonight's my wife's birthday, so we're going to go out someplace to dinner. But my son-in-law and my daughter, and they have the money to do it, rarely go out to eat. It always comes to them.
So maybe somebody is going to say, hey,
leave it up to the influencers to get you out of the home and stimulate these local businesses.
Yeah.
It's so important. Yeah. So coming up Friday, we're doing a pre-celebration because, as we mentioned, California.
At the rooftop, no?
Yeah, rooftop bar at the Hilton. Yeah, so that's this Friday from 5:30
to
9.
We just had him come in. We had
Louis
Butler.
Yes.
Was it Louis Butler? And he was extolling, and I said, shame on me, I've never been to the rooftop bar overlooking this fabulous white sandy beach in Huntington Beach there or something.
Yes.
I thought you may have settled my question. We were trying to figure out where to go tonight for my wife's birthday.
This is it. Yeah.
Could be it. Are you doing this thing tonight or no?
On Friday.
Friday. Okay.
Friday, yeah. And then on the 9th, the actual holiday, we're going to be down in San Diego at the Gas Lamp District. So anyone listening, if you have not been to the Gas Lamp, it's definitely one that you need to add to your bucket
list. I haven't been there in a while.
On what day?
That's going to be the 9th.
And
so we're doing Garage Kitchen which is their happy hour. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that from 4 to 6, and then we're going to the Baja Rock and Lobster after that.
So tell me what happens. You say we're going to do this. What if I went there? What would I see you do?
You're going to see me eat and do videos about eating. And sometimes I'll bring my lapel mic and I'll interview the restaurant manager or owner, depending on how busy they are, if I can set it up ahead of time.
And then you invite your subscriber to come and join the party, correct?
Or I have a meetup. So I do have a meetup. It's Surf City Foodies. Okay. And then I'll put the San Diego one in the show notes. I do have two meetup.coms.
Did you have in Huntington Beach a street market as well? You did something like that on
the
street?
Oh, the Huntington Beach Hardison Fair. I was just there last weekend, yeah.
And so what do you do there?
I just talk about some holidays. I actually have a big poster that talks about all these holidays. There's actually two donut holidays. There's the D-O-N-U-T, and then there's the other spelling. So that spelling is in, I believe it's the first week, the 6th or 7th.
So are there
June?
People that will only eat the D-O-N-U-T, or they have to see it spelled D-O-U-G-H?
No, they mix it up. When they're sharing it, they do the wrong holiday with the wrong spelling. But hey,
okay.
You get to celebrate donuts twice a year.
You hit
wrong
me on
that.
Another one because I'm Irish and I like whiskey.
So what's the misspelling? What?
So D-O-N-U-T and then spelled out D-O-U-G.
D-O-U-G-H.
Donut or not to be.
Don't, do not, or just like whiskey, if you go to this country, it's S-K-E-Y,
whiskey,
but in other places like England, it's
whiskey,
with just a Y, they drop the E, people are fanatical.
Just drink bourbon.
Bourbon, that's American whiskey, okay. So. This is your life? You go around, and what a cool life. I want to sign up. We're going to close the studio. We're going to travel around and just influence people and taste stuff and try stuff.
And let's go meet you and I.
Portugal.
Know where you're gonna Portugal. Maybe Portugal.
Yeah. We should start
great food there. And Porto. Got Porto wine.
Yeah.
Do they have influencers like this popping up in France and Portugal? Yeah. They must all over the world now.
I see them all over. Yeah.
They do. I've subscribed to sites. So they promote Paris or they promote French food on France. Yeah.
What I appreciate and I do follow quite a number of influencers now on TikTok. And on Instagram, I'm going to add Cindy to this list here, because they may not have had, Cindy's an exception, she was trained as a chef. I somehow doubt many of these people were trained as chefs, but they have an appreciation for it, and they take the time to go out and discover it. And so they'll show you things that you don't know, that you wouldn't otherwise find.
And people, like we say earlier, people are looking for something special.
Different.
It's very important. Say, hey,
off the beaten path.
They do that. And they can plan ahead. They can say next week, 2 weeks away, we're going to do this.
Is, again, different. When I was a child, you were a handful of fine restaurants. You only went to them a handful of times a year, always for a birthday or an anniversary or something special. And every family had a go-to restaurant. Your restaurant, how many people have come? We had a guest in here earlier today. And I mentioned what's coming up, and she says, Chef Pascal, he's here? And she's like, such wonderful times at Pascal's. And she's like, you're like a rock star. Because you and people like that, the Brunos and stuff, you created a place built around our special memories.
And I would love to be like a Lord Anthony Bourdain of my own.
Yeah.
Because I love travel. I love food anywhere I went. Every country. That's why I take people on cruise. To go to visit all the cuisine.
And what surprises me about you and some of the chefs you brought in, I thought you would all be into one thing. If I give you an ordinary pizza, that's what I was shocked with Anthony Bourdain. He would take you to a 5-star Michelin restaurant and then he'd have a street taco or a burger. And he could get as enthusiastic about both.
Yeah.
And so it didn't feel snooty. It didn't feel exclusive. It didn't feel like, of course, you guys can appreciate that or have the money to, but he showed you everything, and he had wonder for all of it. And you share that. Some of the chefs have come in and shared that.
I did a couple of things, Tony's style. I was hired to go to Macau.
Macau.
To learn about the cuisine and gastronomy. So that took me for a week, and went everywhere and tried all the Macanese food. It was mostly Portuguese.
It's a Portuguese colony upon a time in China.
So it's a little bit further than, it's about the 70 south of, It's a bit further
who,
than
who
Portugal.
Who hired you to go?
Macanese government of tourism.
Oh, wow. That was a bucket list for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
wow.
They follow me everywhere, filming.
They brought you over, and then you did a little spiel about
it. And then when I came back here, I did special events in California to bring the knowledge of the cuisine.
How was Macau? Because Macau was a Portuguese, anybody who goes back studies this, a lot of the European powers came and took over ports. The Germans took over, they named the beer after it here now. I can't think of it, but each of them had a city, I'm sorry to say, they took it over, they ran it as a colony, and it was a long time for the Chinese to kick all these people out, but Macau was one. It was the Portuguese enclave, there was a German enclave.
Macau went two ways. He went on the modern Macau, was more like a Las Vegas type
yes,
of city,
right.
All brand new. But the old city of Macau is still old, ancient. And you have street food, you have a little shop, you have a elf food too, because they love the
So just as the British had Hong Kong, the other European powers had little enclaves
because
that they
still
control,
have the,
right.
Some of the Chinese influence as well.
That's what I was wondering, what the mixture was between those two. You're officially the only person I've ever known of, not only who's heard of Macau, but who's been to Macau. Most people wouldn't even.
Let's put it on the bucket list.
Put on the bucket list. There we go. Portugal and then Macau. All right. Yeah. My bucket list to do for today is to go to, what's the site again? California, give me it again, the chef, your site. What's your site?
Yeah, Bucket List Coach Web Show and California Bucket List Day.
I'm going to go there and get updated on bucket list ideas from a woman who spends her whole life curating, considering, sampling, tasting, trying, visiting, and telling the world about bucket list ideas.
It's actually on the blog. If you go to Bucket List Coach blog, just type that into Google and you'll find that. And I want to mention one more thing for these national wine holidays. A lot of us like to go to these little wine and paint. So that's a really good way to
wine
get
and paint. What a bizarre idea together. Here.
Yeah.
We're going to drink and then we're going to paint.
Paint first or do you drink first?
You do it together, but it's a good way to celebrate these wine holidays by hiring someone who does those paint parties because they're all over. Okay. They're all over Orange County and San Diego.
You don't just sample wine. You got to do something while you're drinking the wine here.
All right. And there you go. So you've done that before?
Yes.
And how does it come out? People are having a good time? Or?
It comes out poorly.
We did an Eat, Pray, Love theme. You guys have seen the movie
Eat, Pray, Love.
That's really good for your bucket list as well. That gives you ideas on all the different things you can do.
Oh, that's fantastic. Actually, there's a charity happening on the East Coast where they bring art and they raise money for a very special cause. So it's art on gift. So very special. I like that.
Yeah, collaborating with the nonprofit is really important too.
You do that?
Yes. Okay. I actually do nonprofit cruises where there's a company in San Diego I'm working on, an Honor Flight of San Diego, and we're starting to talk about doing a fundraiser cruise for them. And I could donate half or all of my commission that goes back to that nonprofit. So look for local nonprofits. National Nonprofit Day was last month in August.
I would think the cruise lines would, now that you mentioned, because they do jazz cruises with them come in here. They do blues
rock and
cruises.
Roll, country.
Love.
Do they do friendly? I would think they would do any kind of theme cruise. If you like you like French food, they get a bunch of French chefs. I don't know if they do that, but I know they bring rock and roll stars or they bring jazz artists and stuff. And then you get to intermingle with them, not just hear the concerts because you're on a cruise for a few days.
Yeah, Dave Cause, he's a famous jazz artist. He does one every year.
Yeah.
And
when
you're talking about that, when you go back to the old TV series, The Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
Oh, yeah. Lots of passenger. That was the bucket list for them.
The Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
So, let's see. Do you think one day maybe you and I, we can go somewhere and do a little...
I think we need to go for Monte Cristo Day.
Yeah. I think I'm shocked because it's named after the Count of Monte Cristo. I don't know why the sandwich was called that.
Yeah.
I would think a French chef would know a Monte Cristo sandwich you've never had. I guess it must be some American hybrid.
So we sell the chef today.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
It's very decadent. It's very gooey, and it's very sweet. It's jam on it and
lots
power.
Lots of milk for that.
You know, the French doesn't like to mix sweet and over sweet.
Americans love to fry anything. Go to a, go to any of these county fairs, the Orange County Fair.
Everything.
French fried pickles, French fried ice cream, French fried anything. Americans love to fry stuff here.
Since we're talking French, we're closing out in this show pretty soon.
Yes.
Since it's sourdough September, we can go to a local deli or bakery that sells baguettes, and we can do a post on that.
Like, I got a better one for you.
Yeah.
He happens to know.
I can be a guest chef in the bakery. I make a ham on cheese or ham on French butter baguette. And
I got a better one. Yeah. Get his friend who was on here from Orange County Baking. Is it Baking Company? Orange County Bakery?
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah, Baking Company.
And he once or twice a year opens up the back door, like before Thanksgiving, I think, and because he normally just sells to resorts and hotels and whatnot. And he will make some, and he brought some sourdough in here.
Ooh,
I'd never had sourdough that tastes, because usually it's just, I don't know.
I also bought a friend of mine that she used to, she took my classes at Saddleback College, and then she worked for me, and now she's on her own. She makes sourdough bread classes.
Let's get her on my podcast. Isn't she on here too?
Andrea. You know, we couldn't do that.
Oh. Yeah. Because, again, sourdough is one of those things that's been bastardized.
But the real sourdough.
That's what I'm saying.
She brings the flour from Europe and the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
And
wow.
Everything is mainly his own mother and stardust. You know, and
the mother starter, right.
She teaches you how to maintain the mother to keep it going. So it's a great
for years to keep it going, right? Mm-hmm. Years
and it's
years
actually good for you. The sourdough bread is actually good for you. Mm-hmm. They talk about gluten and all that, but doing a good sourdough bread is really good.
The fermentation is good for you. So,
All right, all that and more. One last time, plug it. Where do we go find you, follow you, share your bucket list here?
So you're going to go to Bucket List Coach blog, just Google that, and you're going to go to wheresindynow.com or Bucket List Coach Web Show Live.
There we go. Thanks for coming on. That's fulfilled many of my bucket lists today here.
Make sure to review this show when you get on social media and tell them what great a job they're doing here.
Well, I hope you will. Always. We love some little support as well. Thank you so much. Chef Pascal, you find the most unusual people behind your kitchen doors here.
Yeah, not just unusual, very special.
Unusual sounds bad, special.
Yeah.
Unusual, that's unusual.
the guest unknown, we should call it. The guest unknown show.
There you go. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Who knew? There's a coach for everything. There's a bucket list coach. If you can't figure out where to go and what to do, someone will tell you, someone will guide you. All that and more as we continue to explore Behind the Kitchen Door right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.